Zok de Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet is Demai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Hachamarim. Chamarim means literally donkey drivers. These are Seichere Tua, merchants of Tua. They buy, Tua explains about Tanura, in a cheap place and sell it where they can get more money for it. That's how they make their parnasa. So they wander from place to place. The people of the city don't recognize them. And therefore, these people that bring the tool on the donkeys are considered amihoratzim. We're scared for maestros that they didn't take properly. We're also concerned that they aren't giving people chadash. So we amar echad, one of them says, listen, you don't know us, but shali chadash. My tool is taka chadash. It took root after the omer. And it's aser b'achila until the next omer. But v'shal chaveri yashan, my friend over here, his tefillah took root before the omer. It became mutter b'achila through the omer. Shali, my tefillah ain't a mesukin taka. Didn't take off maestros. But v'shal chaveri, my chaver's mesukin. Oh, he took off maestros. Zakta Mishnah ain't in the money. They're not believed. Because it could be they made a deal with each other. You say mine is good, and you say mine is good. And we learned in the previous Mishnah that when someone testifies for someone else, that works better. Now, these people are going from city to city, so it would make sense. In one city, Reuven says, mine isn't good, Shimon is good. And the next city, they do the other way around. Shimon says, mine is not good, Reuven's is good. And they have this system. So therefore, Einan Amanim, says the Tanakhama. They're not believed. And Yehuda and Amanim, Yehuda says they aren't believed. These people need these merchants to come and sell them tefillah. If not, where are they going to get their food from? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is a pressing situation. So Zok Rabbi Yehuda again. Rav Amaratzim take off maestros. Rav Amaratzim don't sell chadash. So if each one is saying on the other one that it's good, fine, we're going to accept it. We're not going to be chayshish that they have a deal with each other. The Tanakhama disagrees. The Tanakhama says, look, if they won't come next time to sell in the city, fine, let the people buy from merchants in a different city. It's not such an emergency. So let me ask you something. What did we have in the previous mission? We had a guest that comes to a city, and there we were told that if someone says, I'm not trusted, but my friend is, he did take off maestros, I can take it from the friend. And when the friend says, oh, the one who sent you, he's careful, it should be Yashan at Chadash, we believe him. Now, how come over there no one has a problem with this? And the answer is, explains the Chazon Ish, what would they gain if they made up with each other? I'll say yours is good, you say mine is good. We're not talking about much business over here. A guest that happened to come in that needs to buy supper. It's only someone who comes to the city and doesn't recognize anyone who's a Neman. So to say that the first one sent him to the friend so that the friend is going to wind up sending him back, I mean, all of this is like, it's not mistavra. There's not enough here to say that there's a whole system going that each one is going to lie for the other one. But two business people, that this is their parnasa, they show up in town with donkeys full of tefillah, and each one says the other one is good. For them, it's kedai to set up a system where each one says the other one has the good stuff. When they get to the next city, they're going to reverse it and say he's the one with the tefillahs that maestros were taken off. And it's Yasha. This is their parnasa. This is their system. This is how they go from city to city. Over here, according to the Tanakhama, there's a greater chash that they are goimlin zezeh, which means each one made up to lie for the other one. And even under these circumstances, Rabbi Yehuda says, because you want to make the Torah available to the people, we're going to rely on the Rav. We'll say most Amaratzim have good Torah anyway. And if they say my friends is good, we're going to believe them.